WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says one sign of jazz's riches is how many great musicians often get overlooked, crowded out by other stupendous players. So today he takes a quick look at three favorite second-tier saxophonists with recent reissues: Booker Ervin, Leo Parker, and this one, Ike Quebec.
Quebec, 1959, on Sweet and Lovely, showing off a few of his winning traits. Striking shifts between loud and soft notes, achingly slow bends, and lines that drift like smoke rings. He's a first-rate storyteller, which in jazz means his solos have a distinctive voice and a sense of drama and direction. The complete Blue Note 45 sessions of Ike Quebec on two CDs have been out before, but not lately. And the return of these organ group sides cut for the jukebox trade is a reason to be happy. Quebec mixes Ben Webster's drowsy whispers and Dexter Gordon's swagger in his own blender. He sounds great up-tempo, but he's best on ballads, especially tender ones like What Is There to Say? Our second tenor storyteller is the Texas saxophonist Booker Ervin, who mixed old and new vocabularies in an original way. His crying long tones echo 19th century field hollers, but he offset those with fast and agitated phrases. That balancing act recalls 60s tenor supreme John Coltrane, but Ervin's pliant tone and Southwest accent gave him his own voice. Here's Ervin on a 1968 session now out as Textbook Tenor. That's Billy Higgins on drums. Booker Ervin recorded that for Blue Note only after making his masterworks for Prestige, the Freedom Book, the Space Book, and the Blues and Ballad books, but this is a worthy follow-up. Leo Parker also came to Blue Note long after making his name as bebop's gold medal baritone saxophonist. One size larger than tenor, the magnificently burly baritone itself is too often neglected. Leo Parker had played alto before switching to the bighorn, so he was used to playing fast. His 1961 album, Let Me Tell You About It, aimed to be his comeback after years off the scene. Parker and his sextet were ready. ¶¶ Leo Parker's comeback never got rolling. A heart attack killed him 4 months later. The Ike Quebec and Booker Irvin we just heard came from late in their careers, too. Quebec died in 63, a year after cutting his last singles, and Irvin in 1970, 2 years after his session. None of them lived to be 45. Cold comfort to them, but at least their music's in circulation 40 years later. That's what some jazz musicians get instead of long lives. They get reissued.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the complete Blue Note 45 sessions by Ike Quebec, Textbook Tenor by Booker Irvin, and Let Me Tell You About It by Leo Parker. All are on the Blue Note label.